Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Well, welcome back, friends. I'm so excited you decided to join me today. And we're going to be talking about bitterness. And I know that I've struggled with bitterness in the past, and I've seen other people that really struggled with bitterness and just caused them to not really have joy in their life. And so I think this is a topic that as women, we really need to tackle today. So stick around, and that's what we're going to talk about. But first, I just want to remind you that if you want to connect with me, you can always send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. I also have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and I have a community on Facebook. Is called Renewed by Truth, and we do Bible reading plans in there together. Sometimes I go live in there and discuss some things that I've learned, and I've just shared things in there. So if you're looking for a community of other women who are like-minded and who want to grow spiritually, and maybe even just find someone to connect with. Maybe if you have children and you're looking for somebody that has children, or maybe if you're a grandmother and you're looking for someone else, you may find them in our group. So be sure and go to the show notes, and all those links will be at the bottom of the show notes. So let's get started today, and I want to talk about bitterness and kind of think about what causes us to become bitter. And I really, when I share things on here, a lot of times I share from just my own personal experience over the years, or I'd share from conversations with other people and what they talk to me about, what they're going through, or what questions that they have. And I really get a lot from that when I talk to other people, or just observing and seeing how people handle things. Bitterness is one of those things that when I was in my probably 20s, I had run into a couple of more mature women, and I could tell they had just gotten a case of bitterness in their life, and they were not a joy to be around at all. They were very grumpy. I actually went to church with them, and they were always negative. And then I ended up working out in the corporate world. It's kind of a weird thing. I worked for a corporate company that had a contract with a private university. So I worked on the private university's campus. And I remember being a young woman, fresh out of college, excited about the world and my job, to go to staff meetings where there were these women that were in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they were so incredibly bitter about life. Or so it seemed to me. And I prayed. I said, God, don't let me become like that. Like, I don't want to become bitter. But let me tell you what happens to us. I mean, I'm 50 years old now, and a lot of life has happened to me. And then I can kind of see, like, if you're not careful and you don't take care of this, then it can be kind of easy to become bitter. So just what are the things that make us become bitter? You know, I think about just maybe being a little disappointed about the way our life has turned out. Like, we thought as we age that our life would just look a little different than it does. Maybe we thought we'd have more money. Maybe we thought we wouldn't have as many problems. Or maybe you've had some really tough things happen in your life. Like, maybe you have had a lot of bad things happen. Maybe you've lost family members. Maybe you went through a lot of illness, or went through that with people that you love. And you just are like, God, what are you doing to me? Like, I've had a lot of bad things happen to me, and I'm really bitter about it, okay? Or maybe just comparison. Like, we compare ourselves to others and see what they have and think that we don't have that. That can really cause us bitterness. It talks a lot about jealousy and bitterness. And another one, and I know I've experienced this one, it's just feeling mistreated, undervalued, like you're just tossed aside, like you don't have any value. You don't even matter. What you say doesn't matter. And for me, that's always been a hard one, because that's been a struggle for me, and I've talked about it on here before, because I know that I'm not the only one that struggles with this, and that's validation. And I've had to overcome that. God has helped me overcome that by renewing my mind with truth, which is really why I started this podcast, is to help other women do that and just get those lies out of your head. Realize that our identity is in Christ, and the way others treat us or what they think doesn't even matter. And that's going to have a lot to do with whether you hold on to bitterness or not. But I just want to acknowledge and say that God sees your hurt. He acknowledges your hurt. He sees what you're going through, and He loves you. He is a perfect and holy God, and He made you, and He created you, and He loves you, and He sees that hurt. So I just want you to have some comfort in that. And so I think sometimes when we talk about getting over, just get over it, get over things and move on, it doesn't mean that that hurt that we have isn't valid, and it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us and see that hurt, because He does. But He also knows that a lot of times when we're holding on to these things, it's going to cause us to lose our joy in life. We can't be surrendered to God. We can't go out and do the things that He called us to do. And this is another thing I really wanted to share with you guys. Bitterness, it can come from a feeling of unworthiness and insecurity. I've seen people that are so bitter about things, and I've really been through this with some friendships that I ended up ending friendships, and it was all over bitterness and jealousy of someone else, and it come from their insecurity. Man, that is hard. But I mean that's one thing we have to remember too, that we have to be careful that the bitterness that we have inside is not coming from a place of feeling like we're unloved, unworthy, and that we're insecure around those things. We have to find our identity in Christ. We have to know that God created us to bear His image, to be a reflection of Him, and we're bitter. It shows a lack of trust in God. It's like we're saying, God, You did something wrong in my life, and I'm bitter about it. And God can't do anything wrong in our life, no matter how hard it is or how painful it is. He can't do anything wrong, because He created us, and He is in control of everything, and He has supreme authority over everything. And I find comfort in that. I find comfort knowing that God is the same, and He has that authority, and He does not change based on emotion, based on how He feels towards us. Nothing changes with Him. And I heard somebody, maybe they were sharing something the other day. I don't know if it was like a podcast I was listening to or a reel I was listening to. But she was talking about praying to God, and that she would like try to bargain with God. And I thought, how many times have I tried to bargain with God? Like, God, if You'll just do this thing, please. Like, I'll do this if You'll just do this for me. And she said she heard very clearly in her spirit that God said, "You're trying to manipulate me, and I can't be manipulated." And I thought, oh, I have never thought about it that way. But when you think about when you're saying, but God, I didn't want things this way. Why did this happen to me? What did I do? Like, He all of a sudden decided that you weren't good enough anymore, and He made this decision that affected your life based on that. And that's not true at all, because it tells us that God wants good for us. I mean, if He loves us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for us, then you know that He wants good. And if you don't, I'm telling you, and we need to like really store that in our heart and remember that. Because when we hear that lie that God did this because you're not good enough and you're a bad person and you didn't do enough for Him, that's Satan. And so we need to recognize that as a lie. We need to overcome that with truth and know, no, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came so that we may have life, and we may have it more abundantly. And that's the truth. So if you're struggling in that area, I would go find that truth. It's John 10:10. If you would go find that and just bury that in your heart to fight the devil, you got that sword right there to fight. That offensive weapon is the word of God. Okay, I kind of got off track there. So let me go back. So we're talking about bitterness. Like I say, all those things, those are the reasons that bitterness can grow. So maybe you're sitting here saying, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't know how hard my life has been. And you know what? I don't. But God knows. God knows. And so I just want to show you in His Word what He actually says that we should do when it comes to bitterness. So the first one is Ephesians 4:30. And I was thinking about this when I pulled up Ephesians. I'm thinking, have I ever actually done a podcast that I did not mention the book of Ephesians? So it's very important. And if you have not read it, then you need to go back and read it. But Ephesians 30, let me just back up. So this is just instructions for Christian living, right? This is going to do us good. It's God's, you know, Paul is teaching us what God says about how we should live. So if you go back up to verse 30, he says, "Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what's helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And then in 30, he says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." I love that verse. And then on 31, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." So that's, I mean, he's telling you what you need to do right here. God says you need to get rid of it. So I just want to go like a little bit deeper. Let's flip over to James 3:14. I'll put these verses in the show notes. I was listening to a podcast, a side note, this morning while I was getting dressed and I was putting makeup on and all that. And I had to pause it because I had to come upstairs and write down some things it was saying, because I really, you know, I'm like, this is so good. Like, I got to write this down. So I hope if y'all are doing something else, you'll at least grab the show notes and grab the verses and look them up during your quiet time. But James 3:14, you know, this also gives us a lot of instructions here. In this chapter 3, he's talking about wisdom and taming the tongue and things like that. He says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice." And I read that whole thing because when he says, "But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition," I just think a lot of times bitterness can grow because of wanting things the way we want it, because of selfish ambition, and because of envy, because of jealousy of others. I've seen more bitterness grow because of that than maybe just having bad things happen to you. So I feel like we're getting to the point of, okay, God does not want us to be bitter. He's talking about forgiving each other and things like that. So let's look at Hebrews 12:15, because I just want to show you, when I was talking about the ladies that I met at one time that were very bitter, I thought, you know, their life is not reflecting God. And that's why I always prayed. And I still pray today, because I have had some things happen to me that I was bitter for a while, and I would pray really hard, like, "God, please remove this bitterness from my heart, because I don't want that life." I mean, we don't know when we're gonna leave this world. We don't know when our time is done here. And I don't want to spend my time here being bitter and jealous and petty and angry and all those things. Like, that's not the way I want to spend my life here. And I hope that's not the way you want to spend your life either. So if you're really struggling in this area, just keep praying about it and seeking the word, like getting in the word and seeking the word, and just let God get rid of that bitter root. Okay, so let's look at Hebrews 12:15, because I think this is so important. First, he says in 14, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord." That's just what I was talking about. Like, if we don't try to have peace and have holiness and try to reflect the image of God, how are they going to know God? It says, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." What happens with a root that grows up? A root that grows a plant eventually produces some kind of fruit, whether it's fruit, like if it was a fruit tree, it produce fruit. If it was a flower tree, it produced flowers. So it's going to grow some kind of fruit, okay? So when you have a bitter root and you just keep piling that on and you don't let that go and you just get more and more bitter, it just starts growing into this tree of bitterness. And then it starts to produce bitter fruit. And why does it say that it can grow It can cause trouble and defile many. Because when you're in a community, maybe it's a community of believers, maybe it's a church, maybe it's your family, wherever your community is, you are going to defile many. Because what happens when we've been hurt and we're bitter? We complain, right? We gossip. We're not, like I said, we're not joyful. Nobody wants to be around us. Everybody probably talks about us behind our back too, because they're like, what's wrong with her over there, you know? So what happens is that bitter root grows into a tree, and then it produces bitter fruit, and it can really cause disruption in your community. So if you're struggling with this, I want you just to have some self-awareness here. I want you to ask God to really open your eyes to how others are seeing how you're acting. And also, is there a pattern here? Like I say, I've seen a pattern in this in people before that get mad at people and then they leave that relationship. And then they get mad at this church and they leave that church and they go to the next one and the next one. And what they're doing is they took a bitter root and they're growing a bitter tree, and then their fruit is bitter. And I'm not saying things don't happen and we have to leave relationships and we have to leave communities. I mean, I so get that. But make sure that it's not a pattern. And we're trying to blame our bitterness on everybody else around us when it's really our problem. And then I think the last one I want to look at is Colossians 3:13. But before I read this, I want you to remember that when we have that bitterness in our heart and we're allowing that root to grow and it's just consuming us, that we're living in the flesh. And as a new creation in Christ, we are called to walk in the Spirit, right? Not by the deeds of the flesh, not like go by our feelings and how we feel and how someone made us feel. And we're supposed to walk in the Spirit daily. So I think that's another thing, like as you're praying for God to show you, like in areas of your life where you're walking in the flesh and not walking in the Spirit. So in Colossians 3:13, before it starts in verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And we know that if we clothe ourselves with those things, we're having to be in the Spirit, right? Because we don't always feel compassionate, and we don't always have humility, and we don't always feel gentle. But through the Spirit, we can have those things. And then it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So it's hard for us to take these verses and forgive and put on compassion and humility and gentleness and bind all that together with love. It's hard to do that if we have bitterness in our heart. I would just pray that as you pray, I would read these verses over again. And I would ask God to, and I've had to do this myself, you know, and really pour my heart out to God and say, you know what? This hurts me, and some days it still hurts. Like when I think about things that have happened and the way that people have maybe treated me, or just stuff. You know how it is, just stuff. I think, man, some days this still really hurts. And just take that hurt to God and then say, but God, I don't want to live in this. I don't want to live in this bondage and this bitterness. And ask Him just to remove that and to show you something different. And I'm just going to tell you one thing that has really helped me move past things to where I am not a bitter person. When that happens to me, and when I just have that feeling and remembrance, I'm like, just why did this happen? Like, or having that feeling of that comes over me of, you know, the unworthiness or not feeling valued or whatever, I recognize it as a lie from Satan. So that's one thing that I would say to you first is take it to God in prayer, acknowledge that you're hurting before Him, and then say, you know what, but I'm recognizing this unworthiness feeling or feeling of not being valued or feeling like I'm not loved or that I'm not even loved by God as a lie from Satan. And you've got to replace that lie with truth. And another thing that has really helped me do that is remembering that I want to walk in obedience to God, and I want to walk by the Spirit, and I want to fulfill my calling, which is Jesus is my calling, to show others him, to no matter what he's called me to do, how he's called me to do it, it always comes back to him. Like, I need to be reflecting him, love and truth, like, you know, over and over. And sometimes that involves hard things. And sometimes people talk about you, and sometimes things happen, and you have to be okay with that. Like, you have to get to a point to where you want to walk in obedience to God so bad, and you want to do what he called you to do, that you let all the other things just fall away. And I'm saying this in, this is not an easy thing to do. And I get that. But I hope you will continue to listen to my podcast, because you're going to hear this more than one time. And I hope as you listen, you get in the Word, which is always my desire for you, to get in the Word and just let God grow you spiritually. It is a journey, and it's a long journey, and it's not something that happens overnight. But when you're submitting to that, when you're submitting to Him speaking to you and changing your heart and growing you, things are going to change faster. Sometimes it's our resistance of still wanting to do things our way. Like, we want to grow, God, but I want to hold on to all these things over here that I'm struggling with, or I don't want to believe what the Bible says. And instead, I'm believing lies, and we hold on to that, and that resistance just slows down our growth. But it's still a very long growth, and you just grow a little bit day by day. And that's what I pray for you, just to get in the Word and grow spiritually and overcome those lies with biblical truth. Thank you for listening today, and I will see you guys back here next week.